Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Granny's Danny. This is The Fan. Been a busy show. You're going to want to grab the podcast when we're all set and done. Robert Griffin for almost 25 minutes on the line with us. Went on a Twitter rant yesterday. Called in to discuss that rant today. 800-636-1067 is the number. Sean in Oxon Hill wants to talk Cousins after the Griffin conversation. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just think the conversation has shifted from Kirk for the pro-Kirk people. I think Kirk, there's no argument that Kirk is an average quarterback, but the pro-Kirk people want to make him out to be worth the $30 million against the cap that he's going to make. And when you look at Wentz, and when you look at Dak Prescott, and even Tyrod Taylor now, I'd just rather build a defense.
Well, a couple things, and I'll ask questions and keep you on the line here. Number one, well, or you can hang up, so never mind.
So I guess never mind on that.
But thank you for calling. Number one, Tyrod Taylor's not as good as Kirk Cousins. That's a ridiculous notion and claim. He throws for 175 yards a game. They don't have a passing offense. They run it a lot. He makes plays with his feet and occasionally makes some throws through the air. It's a little bit like the 2012 offense for Washington, for the record. But there was a reason why this offseason they were thinking about going in a completely different direction. We'll see if he ends up getting a big extension or hanging around, but that's not a guy I would comp to Kirk Cousins. I think Wentz is a better conversation. He obviously looks like he could be special. I wouldn't pay Kirk Cousins $30 million a year against the cap either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody's excited about doing that.
You shouldn't do that. I would actually go as far as to say if you're either not going to have Kirk Cousins as your quarterback in the future or you have to pay him $30 million against the cap, I would not pay him that money. You shouldn't do that. Now, the conversations I want to have are, first of all, you say, well, nobody's saying he's not average. Well, he's more than average. So to acknowledge your call, I need you to use the word good, because average is not good enough. He is a good quarterback. So let's start with that. See, we're still having that conversation because you couldn't bring yourself to use the term good. When we can get to the point where everyone in the room understands that this is a guy worthy as a franchise quarterback who you can win with of being paid to be your starter, now we could talk about what is he worth. But we haven't even gotten to that yet because people still say he's average.
So
he's not average.
Here's the thing. This is the NFL. And again, watch the rest of the league, please, or don't, and just keep making calls like that. But good costs great money now. Good now costs elite money. Is it right? Probably not, but that's the marketplace. Every time a Hoyer starts a game, a quarterback gets an extra comma in their check. Every time a McCown has to start, every time a Bobby Bethard's grandson has to start, quarterback value goes up. People are desperate for adequacy. People are desperate for that. So just okay gets paid like elite. Good gets paid record-setting numbers. The highest paid player in the NFL is Matt Stafford. Let's go through all of Matt Stafford's wins, playoff wins, though. He doesn't have any, but he's the highest paid quarterback in the league. That's what it costs. You can either deny that, be awkward about it, or, you know, again, have calls like that. Understand the marketplace. Or don't, and keep sounding like a boob, quite frankly. Thank you for calling. I'm not trying to rip you or make fun of you, but just know that that's out there.
Okay, he's back, so let's have a conversation with him. Sean, I appreciate the call. Would you admit that Cousins is good, or would you say average?
Well, I admit that Cousins is good. I'm not debating that, but cool. I'm just saying he doesn't have that element, that mobile element that Wentz, or even you brought up the Detroit quarterback. He's not playing up to the contract right now, but he's mobile. He makes plays.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback if you have all the tools around him. But if he hampers your cap, you're not going to be able to put what he needs around him. And it is a next level. Every elite quarterback Kirk Cousins has faced, and I know it's a team sport, so you need everyone, and they don't go quarterback against quarterback. But every elite quarterback, he gets outplayed. But he's going to be
Outplayed Dak Prescott yesterday. That and $2 gets him a pack of gum. Doesn't matter. I mean, they lost the football game. You have me until the last point because quarterbacks, as you said, don't play each other. But I guess what I would say to you is how much would you be willing to pay him against the cap?
Well, I think at the point we missed the boat. We should have paid him.
We agree there.
Answer this for me because I agree with you. It sounds like we actually agree more than you think we do. How much would you be willing to pay him against the cap?
23.
Okay.
I mean, the 23 a year, something like that. But the numbers I'm hearing are crazy.
They are crazy.
So it's over for you. He's not coming back. He's not going to be your starter.
Reasonable position, by the way.
Absolutely. I would be in the 25 to 27 range with an exploding salary cap. I would not pay him more than $27 million a year. And I would have a hard time doing that, by the way. I think for the most part, that's a good call. I think the logic of saying he, quote, gets outplayed, but that's not quite true. I mean, you could go back through a lot of games where he played against really good quarterbacks, like Matt Stafford against the Redskins in Detroit last year, who you just mentioned, and he outplayed him, and he took the lead in the final minute, and then Stafford, who had the ball last, took the lead in the head-to-head matchup because he had the ball and was able to score in the final second.
Outplayed Aaron Rodgers in a regular season win. Does that matter?
Apparently, it doesn't.
It's just you get to pick and choose.
Let's go to Nate in D.C. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, man.
I love you guys. Love you guys. I will say this. I think you guys are always fair when you talk about the different things that go on in the sports world. Well, you know, except for Grant and Dusty. But I will say this. You know, RG3 made a good point when he said there are a lot of personal attacks. And I'll say this. Because
100%.
I remember there was a time when the Junkies did a funeral for him. I mean, they did that. You had Rex Grossman, Fat Albert. You could have did that with anyone, but you went after this guy. So I'm not going to say it's a personal vendetta, but I understand where he's coming from when he says, you know, I feel like it's personal. Now, I don't think he's telling the whole truth on a lot that went on, but I will agree with you guys there. He was not – Jay Gruden did not want him. He wasn't meant for Jay Gruden's system. But, you know, of course, it's just like Sean Springs. He's going to linger on in Redskin history forever.
But, Nate, what I asked him, and this is what I would ask you, what system is he meant for? I mean, that's what I can't quite figure out. He's not meant for McVay's. He's not meant for Kyle's. He's not meant for Jay's. He's not meant for Mike's. He's not meant for Hugh Jackson's. It's getting harder and harder to find a system he's meant for.
You know what he's really meant for? The CFL. If I was his advisor, I would send him to the CFL, resurrect your career, and then try to come back. You know, he could be he'd do 3 years up there, come back at 30, you know, and it may be a totally different ballgame.
Thanks, buddy.
That's
good,
a good call.
800-636-1067. If you missed Kirk Cousins earlier today, some really interesting content on playing in the rain. And the offensive line told us he met one of the guys on his offensive line before the game in the locker room. Make sure you're listening in 15 minutes on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.